We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Dalid Omad Aleph, and we are starting on top of Dalid Omad Aleph. Rav Yitzchok, Bar Rav Yosi, Rav Yechanan, that a bunch of Tanoim hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, Rebbe, V'Rav Yehuda Ben Royetz, Ubeis Shammai, V'Rav Shimon, V'Rav Akiva, all these five Tanoim all hold Kulu Svirulu, Yesh Eim LeMikra, which means we have a pasuk that the word is written one way and read a different way. So what? How do you darshan it? You darshan like it's read or like it's written? So some say Yesh Eim LeMisayris, which means like the word is written, and some say Yesh Eim LeMikra, how it's read, how you read the word. So these, we're going to bring down that these five Tanoim hold Yesh Eim LeMikra. Rebbe Hodamar, we just learned on yesterday's blatt, that Rebbe says, he holds the five Dayanim for Dina Mamas. How do you know that? Asher Yeshi'un Elihim. And Asher Yeshi'un Elihim is two. And the beginning of Pasuk is Elihim also. Just like the second Elihim is two, the first Elihim is two, is four. Fein Bez and Shakel is five. So he actually, even though there's no Vav in that Yeshi'un, between the Ayin and the Nun, there's no Vav. But still, he actually is Yeshi'un because he reads it that way. Yesh'im LeMikra. So Rebbe Hadamar. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Royetz. What's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Royetz? Shita? The title of the Rabbi. So Shol Talmidim as Yehuda Ben Royetz. Ekra ani shivim. The pasuk in the Torah says that when Isha has a baby, the halacha is that their tamei it depends. If it's a zachar, the tamei 1 week, and then they have 33 days if they made tahara. By in a keva it says when a keva teleid with tama shvu ayim kinidasa v'shishim yoyim v'shesh yom teshvei tahara. Sounds like pasuk you read it shvu ayim 2 weeks. She's Tamei, and 66 days is Tar. But the word Shivu Ayim has no Vav between the Vase and the Ayin. So you can read it Shivim. So maybe if Isha gives birth to Anakeva, she will be Tamei 70 days. So Shalu Tamei Dim Shehu Dim Raya, it's Ekra, and he's Shivim. You can read it Shivim. Yochel Tehei, your letters the Keva Tamei Shivim. Maybe your letters Keva should be Tamei for 70 days. So Omalahan, so Shehu Dim Raya, answer them no. We find timei v'tir v'zachar. There's the made tuma and you made tahara by a zachar when you give birth to a zachar. Timei v'tir v'keva, makish tir v'zachar. Just like when the tahara, the made tahara v'zachar is 33 days. By the keva, it's clearly double 66 days. But the keva kaflayim after the timei v'zachar, which is 1 week, but the keva kaflayim, which is 2 weeks. So he says, I know it's 2 weeks because that's how it fits in. But after they left Tamidim, he sent someone to bring them back. Come back. You don't have to come on to this whole limud. He said, you read it, Shivu Ayim, which is 2 weeks. And Yesh Eim LeMikra. So he's the second man, the Yom, holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. He called him back and told him Shivu Ayim. So he holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. So Rebbe and Rebbe Royetz. Huh?
Why did he say right away?
Right away? I don't know. He didn't think of it. But it's a good question, why didn't think of it right away? But Lamai said, at the end of the day, he said it, so now he holds a Shein LeMikra. Yet, Beisham, what's the call for Beishamai? The Tanan. We learned in a Mish like this. There's a Shiloh, we know that there's certain Zerikas by Old Kabbalah. So let's take a Chatas. We know that a Chatas HaPnimiyos, where you make, let's say you Zerik on the Kapiris and then on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If you're missing one, it's something you say every day in Ezra Mekayman. If you're missing one matana achas ma'akeves. One matana is ma'akeves. You have to have every single matana. Every single dam is needed. Now, the halacha is that by a regular chatos, you put on the four corners of a mizbeach achitzain. Are they all four ma'akev or not? What's the halacha? So it's really machloikis in the Mishnah. The Tanah Mesham, Ermin Kol, Nitana mizbeach achitzain, Shnitana matana achas, Kiper. So if it's not a chatos, if it's a carbon like a oilo or shlomim or asham, that they need two matanois, which are four, which means you go into two corners that are the angle to each other, and you spritz it on those corners, and it goes to two sides. So that's, all you need is two, usually. So one is enough. Uvachatos, which needs all four corners, shtei matanois, two matanois are ma'akev. Says, also by chatos, one matana is enough. B'di'evet, it's mechapa. And what's the machlekes? Vom Rav Huna, my time with the Beis Shammai. What's the Beis Shammai? Because the pasuk says by three different chatois, the pasuk says kronois, Kronos, Harei Kan Sheish. Now, with these psukim, it does not say a vav between the nun and the saf. It just says, it's like karnas, but we read it Kronos. It says it by the sar de nasi, which is a regular chatos. It says karnas. It says bekevsa the yachid, a chatos of a yachid. It says karnos, and it's really read karnas. It's a shayla in Rashi, you gotta learn. All our chamoshim have the all chaser. With seire the yachid, ksiv, also it says karnas. Now, in our chumash that we have, one of them has, one of them is Mali. One of them is Mali. The one of the, I said Al-Chumash has all of them chaser. But in the Gemara's Chumash and Rashi's Chumash, this kifs of the author, it says Karnois. But Beshamai Dar Yeshem Le Mikro, so all three are considered like Karnois. So all three are considered like two. So Beshamai Dar like this. Kronois. Arei Kan Sheish. It's six altogether. Arba la mitzvah, four is la mitzvah, v'shtayim la'akev. You learn a four la mitzvah, and two are ma'akev. You have to know why we don't say over here, ein darsh and tchilas. Maybe we'll read the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah soon. But like upon him, here we dash in all three of them, all together, six, arba la mitzvah, v'shtayim la'akev. U'beisil lo'imrim, one of them says karnois with the vav, and it says karnas, harei kan arba, it's only four. Gimel la mitzvah, v'achas la'akev. Three la mitzvah, and the last one's la'akev. Ve'im a kula mitzvah and nothing's la'akev. So Gemara, no, but kapara b'ktila ashkan, you can't have a kapara with nothing. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that we have Yibay Shammai, Yodash is each karnois, and that teaches us six altogether. Six altogether, and that's the B'yam of Yibay Shammai Sillel is, if you hold Yesh'im le Mikesh Mimisaris. According to Yibay Sillel, it's only four, because you hold Yesh'im le Mimisaris. Masha Inkein, the Rabbi Shammai holds it's like six, because each one you read karnois. So just to speak out the kasha, really, Tosis asks his kasha on Gimel and Beis on top. He asks kasha l'chayra, I ain't darshan tchilos. We learned on Gimel and Beis that you don't darsh the first ones. Why here to get six out of this? Zalka Tosis Sarosh, b'yashloimah d'hocha k'sivi v'chad parasha, by the case of Elihim, says in one parasha, shayach l'meh m'darishin l'gufei v'achrin l'minyona. Avakiloi k'sivi v'chad parasha, like the case of Karnois, it says in three different parashas, l'shayach l'meh m'achad l'gufei. And therefore, you can dash all of them. That's Tosfos Rosh Hashanah. Since they are in three different parashiyos, you don't say in darsh and tchilos. So now,
why?
Yeah. Because yesh el mikra. You read it mikra. You read it that way. It's read karnos. Read the pasuk says.
And karnos with the means one.
A lot, yeah. A karnos is bad. Karnas would be one. Karnas would be one. Karnos with the vav is a lot. Is two. So he reads them all karnois.
Oh, he reads them all karnois.
Yeah, because yesh em lemikra. He holds yesh em lemikra. So the third man, the yom holds yesh em lemikra. Already had Rebbe by Yarshi'un, Rudu and Royitz by Shivu Ayim, and by Shammai by karnois. Next one is a world famous one. Rav Shimon, the Tainut and Abraisa. Shtayim kilchosom v'sisha filatafach. Who comes to Asuka, you need two full walls. The third wall can be a tafach. Rav Shimon Aymer, sholosh kilchosom v'revias filatafach. Rav Shimon says, no, you need more. You need three full walls and the fourth a fellow tafach. What's the machlokes? My kamifgim. Rabbanan savi yeshayim lemisaris. You go bust the actual word. Rav Shimon savi yeshayim lemikra. Rabbanan savi yeshayim lemisaris. Because the pasuk says, basukois teishu shivas yomim, we're out of vav. But it says basukois. Kola ezrach vishol yeshu basukois. Again, we're out of vav. Leman yedur sechem ki basukois hashafti. That's with the vav. You have three times sukois. One of them has the vav. So it's altogether four. Harei kan arba, dal chad kro legufei, one need legufei, that you have to sit in the sukkah, or some say it's for the schach, you need one legufei. Pash leit las, you have three left. Asoy hilchasa greyas el shlishis, v'kim ta tapach. So you have three left, three walls, and the halacha mashina says that the third wall could be a tapach. So that's the makar for two full and one tapach. For Rav Shimon Savar, it's yesh'em lemikra. So basukais, but you take off one sukais because yes, ein darsh and tchilos. So harikan sheish dal chad kral gufei, that's the gufei ein darsh and tchilos, and in pashul arba the other two sukais is four. Also hilchasa knocks down the fourth wall into a tafach. Where's the revias with my tafach? So we have here our fourth mandiyomer. Rav Shimon holds yeshim lemikra. The all basukais means two. That's our third mandiyomer. Now we go to our fourth man, the Yama. Rabbi Akiva, the Tayyum, the Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva, I remember, Nayin Leravia's dam, Shiyotza Vashtay Mesim, Shemetama Boil. How do you know? We know that in order for someone to become Tomei but oil, you have to have at least a Revias Dam, because that's called a Nefesh. But let's say it comes from two different Nefashis. What's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Kiva says, Menayin Revias Dam, Shiyotza Vashtay Mesim, Shetam Boil, Shenemar, Akol Nafshois Mes, Lo Yavoy. Shtay Nefashois Vashir Echad. It says Loshon Nafshois, which is a Loshon Rabbim. So here we learn from this pasuk that even if the and the nafshos is were out of vav in the shin and the samach, but still he dashes the mikra, the fashos, while nafshos meis lo yavoy, shin and fashos. Shira, because you see from here that even if the revias dam came from two different meisim, it's still matzdarev for the shir or revias to matama boil. Rabbanon nafshas ksev, Rabbanon old nafshas ksev. So we're coming out. This is the fifth mandiyam old. Yes, aim the mikra. You read like a mikra. Rebbe says from Yeshiun. We do meroyed shivuayim. Beis Shammai says from Karnos, even though it says Karnas. Rabbi Shimon says from Sukkos, even though it's missing the vav, which means Los Rami is a mikra. Rabbi Kiva says from Nafshois, even though it's missing the vav. They all go Yeshem le mikra the way you read it, not Yeshem le mesiris. Maskev v'lo Rav Acha b'Yakov. You tell me it's machlekes. Some say Yeshem le mesiris. So, afraid to Gemara, me ikud the less like Yeshem Mikra. Is there anyone who argues on the idea of Yeshem Mikra? They go back to the reading of the pasuk, but I tie onto the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Lo sevashel gadi b'chalevi moy." Chalevi moy means the milk of the mother. But why don't we darshan "Lo sevashel gadi b'chalevi moy"? That it should be b'chalev. Maybe it should be b'chalev, and you should ask her to cook basa b'chalev, and maybe the chalav is mutter. So how do you know? It must be you hold Yashem Lemikra, huh?
It's not also
the cook meat. You're allowed to cook meat with chalev, kosher chalev. There are some kosher chalevs. And besides the point, even the trefa chalev, you're allowed to cook with it. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to cook with it. By basal chalev, especially, you're not allowed to cook with it, you're not going to eat it. You're not allowed to cook basal chalev, especially, it's a bishel. But akapanim, how do you know b'chalev imo is also? Maybe dafka b'chalev imo. Me could less the Yashem Lemikra, atanya b'chalev imo, which means milk, yachol b'chalev, maybe it means with fats, I can't cook the basa with fats. Amr tapamabez, Yashem Lemikra. And no one argues in that, because everyone agrees that basa b'chalev is also, and not basa b'chalev. So l'chayra haki is say this machlaikis, l'chayra, everyone agrees Yashem Lemikra. So that's a big problem over here. Tomorrow you're right. El l'kuli amo Yashem Lemikra. Everyone agrees to Yashem Lemikra. If everyone agrees Yashem Lemikra, we're going to have to explain all the machlokesim that we just had. We just had a bunch of machlokesim, which we said machlokesim was Yashem Lemikra, Yashem Lemesiris. Now we're going to have a problem. So, the Kuliyama Yashem Lemikra. Right now the Gemara is going to say, now Yashem Lemikra. And we have a problem now. We have to explain what's machlokesim. Let's go to each one. The Rebbe Rabbanon, Baal Kamifagi. So the problem is, we said that Rebbe and Rabbanon argue, if the Yashi'un is red Yashi'un, then you say it's two. If it's Yashi'un, then it's one. But now we're saying everyone holds Yashi'un Lemikra. So everyone should hold the second Elohim is two. So Gemara says it's true, but they have a shal what it means. Rebbe saw by Yashi'un Elohim Achrini. It means like this. The first Elohim is one, dying. Then Yashi'un Elohim is another two. And then we make a hekesh, the beginning to the end. That's how we know that you have four. Rabbanon say, you know what Yashi'un means? Because I'm adding on a dayan for you. Avad Yashi'un means Rabbim, because Yashi'un Lemikra. But I'm adding on a dayan now. So now with the second dayan, it's two altogether. The first dayan that said the Pasuk Elohim. Now Yashi'un Elohim, the second one. So that's Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon. Rebbe Sava Yashi'un Elohim Achrini. Nu dayanim. Rabbanon Savri Yashi'un Deheich. It means Yashi'un Deheich Bahai. The one that we just read and the next one. So that is the drasha of.
First Elohim is the Gufay,
then
you have Elohim over here.
Right.
And then the
Yashi'un
Elohim is another two.
But it's not another two, because the Rabbanon say, Yashi'un, the two are the one two in this pasuk. It's not it's altogether two. Right? The Rebbe holds another two, that's the Dash, another two, and then you make a hekesh to the first one, it's altogether four. But Rabbanon old, the second Yashi'un is saying Yashi'un, because it means the Elohim we just said, plus the next one. Plus the next one. And that's the Bi'ur HaMachlekes. Like, everyone agrees Yashi'un Mikra. Rav Yehuda ben Royetz, Loipika Rabbanon Lahar, Rabbanon Royetz is good. He holds Yashin Lemikra. No one argues. Everyone holds Shavuayim. Everyone agrees to that one. The third machlaikis was the machlaikis Beisham Beis Hillel when it comes to the carbon chatas. So Beis Hillel was like this. Beisham holds that two amaki, like we said, because it's karnois, karnois, karnois three times. Each one means two is six, four la mitzvah, and two la akiv. What's the pshat Beisilo? Beisilo makes a new drasha. Beisilo, the title of the Braisa, it says, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. One's by Sa'ir Nasi, one's by Seira the Yachid, one's by Kafs the Yachid. It says, losha v'chiper. But play adin, because you would have learned out from somewhere else that it's ma'akiv. Therefore, we need v'chiper to say it's v'chiper even with kaldu. So Mara says, v'laydinu. Beisilo, let's try to make a drasha. Nemar domim lamato, but nemar domim lamailo. Ma domim amur lamato, shidu v'tanachas kiper. Basically, we should learn out this domim from domim lamata. What's domim lamata mean? Rashi has three pshatim what domim lamata means. Pshat number one, the Rashi says domim lamata is chatas oif. It says by chatas oif, v'izim adam chatas al kir mezbeach, and that's enough. One matana is enough. So just like domim lamata by chatas oif is enough, same thing domim lamaila. That would be one pshat of what Dom Lamata means. Another pshat of Dom Lamata means Lamata v'chut ha-sikra. The halacha is the oilo, the shlom, and the asham, their spritz adam is below the chut ha-sikra, below the midpoint of the mezbeach. And chatas is on the corner, which is on top of the mezbeach. So just like Domim Lamata, only one is ma'akev, one's enough, because it says Dam zevachacha yishafeich, same thing at the top will be the same. That's what it means learning from Dom Lamata. So first pshat Dom Lamata means what it says b'chat ha-sikra. The second pshat lamata means the kabbalas to go lamata. The third pshat lamata means in the parasha of Ashamos, which is the next parasha over, lower down in the parasha, just like there, one is enough, because also v'dam zvecha shafach here also. So let's see back to the Gemara. Shaila is, by this chatos, regular chatos hayachid, is a ma'akavina. V'lo yidinu. Yidinu. Neva doma lamata, neva doma lamayla. Ma doma amur lamata. Shinu v'tanachas kiper. Av domim amur lamayla shidim tachas kippah. Just like v'dom lamata, for example, chat nesoif or oila and shlomim, one's enough. Here also be one enough. Oy klach darach zu nema domim v'chutz v'nema domim v'pnim. Says domim by this chat. Says domim by the chat nesapnimius. Ma domim amur v'pnim chisachas v'matanos v'klum. If you're missing one of matanos, it's nothing. Av domim amur v'chutz chisachas v'matanos v'klum. Also a domim amur v'chutz is one matanos missing. Lo yasaklum. So where do you go? Which one do you medamah to? Let's see what's more daima. So we'll say daima chutz bechutz. We learn out chatos that's outside the azara, outside the heichel, from other things that are outside the heichel, like oila and shlomim and chatos oif. Vein daima chutz aprimi. You don't learn the chatos chitzoim from aprimi. Oy klacha derech zu. We'll say like this: daima chatos v'dal akronios, a chatos and four corners from chatos v'akronios, which is the aprimi. And don't learn out from the other ones that are not chatas and dalakronias. So we don't know where to go. We don't know where to learn out from. You should learn from pnim, or you should learn out from chutz. There's a reason to learn from pnim, because pnim is a chatas and two four corners. I can ask me, there is a chutz that's a chatas. The chatas of oif. So that's one of the reasons Rashi doesn't like this pshat so much. Learn out, lamata means chatas oif. Because chatas v'chatas, he has a way to get out of it. It means chatas with dal kronias. The chatas oif does not have dal kronias. But there's another reason Rashi doesn't like it. If you touch the rosh, doesn't like chatas oif pshat. You know why? Because chatas oif, it's not b'di evet if you have one matana as a keeper. By chatas oif, all you do is one matana. You take that the bird and you spritz it against the back once. That's all you have to do. It's not me'akiv. Therefore, the ikka pshat is when it says chutz, it means oila and shlomim, which is lamata mechuta sikra. But the bottom line is, what's the halacha b'chatas yachid? Is it ma'akiv or not? Beishami says two ma'akiv on the psukim. Beisilo doesn't know where to turn. You can't learn from pnimi, and you can't learn from chutz. We don't know which way to go. Therefore, the pasuk says v'chiper 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 v'pnei adin. Keeper, because you shouldn't learn out from pnim. You should not learn out from pnim because pnim is similar to this. You should not learn out from pnim. So keeper obviously doesn't know shleisha. First keeper says even only three. Keeper obviously doesn't know shtayim. It's v'chaper even though it's only two. And keeper, that's mechaper if only has one. So Akapana, we're going through the machlokes, and we still have two more to take care of. But we said a kuliyam v'yashem lemikra right now. Everyone's in the mikra. What's the machlokes? We have to say new pshatim in the machlokes, even though everyone holds yashem lemikra.